is. If she is alcoholic, the child will, that's a damage to the child. But mentally, but this is telling you, what she looks at, what she hears, it's going to affect the child. What Rabbi Kassin used to tell always the people of the community, you have to know, the minute the child is born, wherever you put him, whatever he sees, whatever he hears, going to affect his future character when he grows up. And I reminded the Rabbi, I said, Rabbi, why do you tell them when a child is born? Before God, even when the mother is pregnant, not what he sees, what she sees, what she hears, going to affect the child. This is from the story of the Gemara. I said, you're right. He told me. I told him, it depends how does she conduct herself during pregnancy, what the mother is doing. No wonder they say, V'yashuav ben Hananya Ashrei Yolato. What does Yolato? Fortunately, it is B'shachaya for the mother here. What was the mother? The mother, when she was pregnant, she sat in the balcony of Bet Midrash. And the Talmud sitting there, what are you doing? What are you doing here? I want my child to hear words of wisdom. He was born, she put him in a cradle, she put him there. The whole day long. Shows you, this is how, because of that, he became one with the sharpest mind ever was among the Jewish people. And the Romans asked the Jewish people to send their representative to argue with their leaders about religion. And who was picked up? Yisham Hanya. He never lost an argument. He was always a winner. They wanted to kill him because of that. They ended him. They couldn't succeed. Then, you know, it's known Yisham Hanya was the opposite of Bihana. Bihana was a very nice looking man. Yisham Hanya, Shema Israel. His look wasn't so good. And the princess was riding on a chariot and she walked by. She saw Yisham Hanya. She said, Chokhmah mefo'ara bekeli mechoar. Such a beautiful wisdom and such an ugly container. He didn't answer. He said, how are you, miss? Okay. He said, where do you put the wine in your palace? She said, regular, in the clay container. Said, clay? You. Palace, the king palace, they put the wine in the clay? Like everybody else, clay, cheap stuff? Why don't they put it in gold? What's the matter? The king is poor? She heard it, she was very excited, nervous. Okay, she went home, she went to the palace, she called the man in charge of all the drinks. What do you have the wine in them? I have. But the bars, do we know that? Clay bars. I order you to change it all into gold bars. Yes. Sure. He went to change it. Change it, all of a sudden, he came to the meal, the king asked for wine. And the man in charge of the drink, he brings the wine. She might say, the wine was sour. He was very mad. You bring me this wine? Sour. I did, Your Honor, I did, the princess came and gave me an order. What? To put them in a bottle of gold. Really? He called his daughter. What did you do? You told him to put everything in gold container? She said, yes. Who gave you this advice? It will be Yisham Hananya. Yisham Hananya. What did you tell him, Tommy? Must be, he wouldn't advise you to do that. Must be you told him something. He said, yes, Dad. What did you tell him? She told him. I said, don't you understand? She said, no. What has to do one data? She said, you didn't understand yet? He said, you can see here. It was the wine in a clay. It was preserved, it was good. Put in gold. But sport, so if he had a good container, that who knows how much he would pursue pleasure of this world. He wouldn't have the wisdom he has now. So you told him, Chokhmah mefo'arah bekeli mechoar, that's what he preserved, the wisdom in him. And he answered her back. This is the lesson that we see. Anyhow, it's forbidden to eat even a little. But in order, as we say, they are not as particular as Kippur, except one ta'anit of the Rabbanan that make it very strict as Kippur, which is Shabbat. Considered it from evening to evening, and all the laws that forbidden Kippur, forbidden Shabbat, because Hanyam Chabam, that is very, very severe blow to us. But others, they are lighter. Therefore, a person comes out of a sudden, he wants to clean his mouth, and we cover, and we close our eyes to him. Even though we tell him not to, because it is the littlest thing we don't want him to taste. But sometimes, Gadol Kavod HaBriyot Yosha Dohero Ta'aseh Sheva Torah. Well, that's when it's impossible, he can't. We said, maybe not to stop them. This is the difference between Ta'anit of Kippur and Shavuot to the rest of the Ta'aniyot. Of course, is not allowed to wash himself on Kippur.
What's the shiur?
Even Netila.
The drinking. Same thing? Same shiur for a drink?
Okay. Yeah. Now, of Hiyuv Karet. But Isur, there is even on a little bit. Yeah. No. Mahloket. Behanan Rishakish. Hatishahu Asur Na Torah Umder Bana. הראשונים, many ראשונים say, התשעור אסור מן התורה. חיוב penalty of the Torah, there is only on the show. But אסור, which is the penalty is lighter, there is on even a bit. This is from the Torah.
So let's say somebody needs to drink water for health reasons. Let's say, so the health reason, that's okay to have the shiur, that it be eat? In other words, let's say somebody has diabetes, they need to drink water, some water during the day of Yom Kippur. Otherwise their blood sugar goes, whatever. So what would you give them? You give them chatzi shiur or you give them the
rebbe? If it's sufficient by the show, it's not the show. If it is sakana for him, you would be allowed to give him the show without any limitation. Depend on the condition.
If they have a doctor.
The doctor, not every doctor.
That's the problem, right?
These doctors today, two of them. No, you can't, what do you do? That's no religion at all. Mm-hmm. But a religious doctor will tell you the understood. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's like the baby doctors, some baby doctors, like my wife.
Some baby doctors will look at you like Majnun.
On the Shabbat, some doctors will tell the wife that they can't fast.
Well, sometimes there is cases, yes, but sometimes
they
don't care about anything. Unfortunately, we know that they don't care. We know what goes on. Today they're supposed to give birth. Appointment. Why? They don't want them to wait to wake them up midnight to go. They want them to do 8 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock. No doctor wants to go in the midnight. There was a time a doctor, if they called him, doesn't go midnight, he would take his license away. I happened to see a doctor in Israel, the man, the poor guy, he didn't sleep. He cried to the one that came to call him. He said, listen, I'm not good for you because the whole day, the whole night I didn't sleep. It's already 4 o'clock in the morning. Kept calling me, I'm going out. I can't even function anymore. But this is, there is a law in different states. If he is called and doesn't go, they take his license away. But impossible. A human being is a human being. But this is today. Or is the doctor? They go to the clinic. You understand? And but they don't want to lose business. They come in the morning. We'll induce the baby. It's hard. The person is not supposed to wash any kind of washing, except netilat tenanaka. Why? There is a mahlok in netilat of every day, if it's from here or here. They come, they say, on Kippur, not from here. Why? They say, the tum'ah goes, they don't have the right to stay on the hand because of Kedusha over the day. Kedushat Kippur. That's why they're allowed to do the Netilah only to the night.
But this one?
I said this way. I don't know.
This way is not over here?
That's right. Then.
What about the fingers on the side also?
That's what I just said.
I said the knuckle, the whole finger.
The whole finger. When you're making the yekilah,
you're going on this side.
Not
only the back, this way.
You can go on
even on the front. But there is another thing, that when they wipe it, they leave it a little wet, pass it through the eyes. That means that a person, it's not the real washing, like half, as it comes in, and as well, they pass it over the eyes. It's so particular the wear that they tell us exactly every little act how it should be, to show you how important it is. The person goes to go to study by a rabbi, on Kippur, he wants to pray with him. He wants to learn something from him. They permitted him to go through the water. If he has to cross running water, he has to cross to go to the other side, he is alive. Because he's doing it for the mitzvah of going to learn Torah. Even the Chachamim forbid us to wash even the littlest thing. To do the mitzvah of learning, they permitted it. Then,
on Yom Kippur is the are there any laws regarding learning? In other words, are you allowed to learn anything? Like, let's say you have a break or whatever.
Yeah, many people they finish their prayer early.
Right.
So they go, they pray what they can, they come, they open the book and they read.
Especially daily. Are you supposed to learn anything specific, or are you supposed to?
Especially the custom is to read more Tehillim. But if a person wants to read something else, he could. Mm-hmm. But as long as he reads Torah, not magazine. You'll read on Kippur magazine. Even not Kippur is forbidden. It will be on Kippur Choshek. Of course, he should not apply anything of oil or anything on his body. And he said, that's Sikha. That's Sikha. Na'ilat ha-sandal should not be a shoe that has any leather, even a part of it leather. He said, no, boy, the sole is not leather. Only the top is not allowed to. Has to be, give a business to those people that they sell these shoes, special shoes for Kippur. Otherwise they won't be able to sell them.
Why for Kippur? I understand leather, because if somebody's in mourning, leather is not a sign of mourning. So with the Shabbat, we understand, but why Kippur?
More comfortable. To us, it's
Anu.
Okay. Very simple. And you don't think the leather is more comfortable?
No, it is. No, I understand that. That's all.
That's all. The Torah said Anu. That's Inui. Not having leather shoes. Of course, Professor goes on a road. You have to walk in the street, certain street that is all kind of insect. Who knows what will happen to him? He's allowed to walk. Just prevent him from get bit by who knows those insects that they can kill him. He's allowed to walk. We're talking generally, normally. What a person doing? This is another sandal. Of course, we mentioned already that marital relations, there is no the Kippur, the only Ta'ani, they give us instructions to train the children that it is a fast day. Of course, we don't start from an infant, that they don't understand anything. When the child starts to understand, they do Kippur to do a fast. They give them fast. Some hours. He's already eight years old. He eats every day when? 8 o'clock. You can lay him 1 hour. This is, that's how they go. It's 10, make it a few hours more. 11, give him more hours. This is called Ta'ani Cha'ot, that the child will understand what does it mean Kippur already from that time. Of course, we're talking about if a person under Bar Mitzvah age is called Katan. Under Bar Mitzvah age, you give him more hours. If you can do it till midday and so on. If not, before. I mean, we don't say that. They go to be strict with them to such an extent, over limit. If a woman pregnant, this is the only day that they say she try to fast. Then, if she doesn't, that's another question. But her duty is to try to fast. If there is problems, then comes a different category. Especially, they say when she smells food, the suffering is very, very big. And that's what they do. Of course, if they see that not, they feed her.
They feed her, that's a shaul, and
depend.
On 8 minutes.
Depend. If will be sufficient, they do that. If it won't be sufficient, they feed her as usual. A woman that gave birth, the first 3 days definitely is not allowed to fast. Not that she, if she wants, even if she wants to fast, they tell her she is not allowed. Because your lady, the woman that gives birth, the first 3 days she is considered the sukkene, the sakana. Today, the day after the birth, they already walk.
With the ancient laws, they have to get out.
Huh?
With the health insurance, they have to get out.
But yeah.
They
throw them out. That's it.
And then comes the question, she said, doctor said, well, some doctor said she can, she said she can't pass. Listen to her more than the doctor. Because she feels it. Doctor doesn't feel the way she feels. You see, the only place where there's the individual more than the doctor. Of course, if there is sometimes argument among the doctors. One said, she should pass. She was able, she'll be able to. One said, no, it's not wrong. It's a fact. Against a fact, we say, that the person should not let them fast. Because question of life. Well, there's a question of life, why not? Mahmirim. Then, there is the prayers of Kippur. They begin with a special prayer, as you know, we sing it. Bishiva, Shermata, Ubishiva, Shermata. What do you do? That we are permitting to pray with the Abaryanim. The Abaryanim, men knows, Mahadir Shabbat, Pashia. We are permitting ourselves to pray with people like this. Because since they come to Shul Kippur, they come to make Teshuvah, all are accepted. This is something to show you the importance of having the people, even Poshaim, to bring them back to the Jewish religion.
What if a person fasts on Kippur? They fast.
Yeah.
But he's really not making Teshuvah.
It's a motion, Yom Mechaper, they say. It's a motion, Yom Mechaper, but depends what Avirot. Rambam put them gradually. Aseh, Labim, what kind of Aseh? Aseh Shahyub Okaret, he tells us which one mechaper, which one not mechaper.
Sometimes even if he doesn't make teshuva.
That's right. Yes, devarim shay, it's a moshe yom mechaper. And some devarim, not. Tell him makes teshuva. And then sometimes even if he makes teshuva tola. Yom kippur mechaper. Sometimes passes kippur, mita mechaper. Sometimes even mita is not mechaper. Depends on how heavy the avon. What kind of issue is that? This is of the friend and coming there, you know, Atarat and Darim, after Atam Davim, the prayers were important, that there is so many times, 26 times, that there is Vayavol, that's why there is Sidihot, again and again, and always they repeat the Vayavol. There is, especially according to the Kabbalah, that they give us exactly the order that we have today. The most important comes to the climax, Na'ilah, Tefillat Na'ilah, that this is the time that a person going to wish at the time they open the Echad. They make a certain wish, especially they want to make a wish on that the children will be. This is the root of Erwin Tzemach. Erwin Tzemach used to fight for this. He buys the Aliyah of Yonah and he likes to go to make the Petiha. Always he prayed for children. God gave him good children. Children, grandchildren, then. This is Isaac Tzemach, very particular about this. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us, Be'ezrat Hashem, Shana Tova Mevorechet, will forgive all our wrongdoing, and we should train our children in the proper way. It's very, very important to explain to children these laws at a very early age. That's what we were learning all these halachot, very early, always, at the month of Elul, we were going through the halachot straight, Shana Kippur Sukkot. This is important, and that's what makes very, very much impression on the children for later on in life.
Inshallah, when I speak to you, Rabbi, I'll have another child to report to you.
Be'ezrat Hashem, soon.
Soon,
is it?
Beautiful, yeah. Very nice.
The doctor she had, we went the other night, close to long, last week, there's four doctors, my mommy's hospital, Dr. Moshe Schwartz. Have four doctors. You know how many babies they're losing this month? 200 babies in 1 month.
Wow.
They have a doctor in the hospital now. All four doctors rotate. They stay one doctor stays every day.
Erwin, did you hear from Erwin? He came back?
No, he just left Saturday night.
Yeah. When's he coming back?
Tuesday? Tuesday, yes. Yeah.
2 days before.
2 days before.
Yeah.
He told me he saw him.
Yeah, I'm going Tuesday.
You're leaving Tuesday?
Okay. Yeah. This afternoon.
Before then?
I'll rest by Wednesday, then I'll...
You need the rest.
Okay.